Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. Stay here for Mike Florio next on The Score.
Don't miss a special Bears Monday on Friday on The Score. It's an all-day, can't-miss Bears recap starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hall. Listen in as The Score guys react to the Bears-Buccaneers game. Plus, get analysis from our team of Bears experts, including Olin Krutz, Tom Thayer, Bob Arkish, Anthony Heron, Brad Biggs, Boomer Esiason, and Patrick Manley. Plus, we'll take your calls, too, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. No one does football like FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either team, the Chicago Bears or Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for this Thursday's matchup. You heard that right. You can bet $5 to win $125 on either team to win. The Bears are only getting 4.5 points. In this game, sounds like a bet on the Buccaneers to me. Look, you may have heard, by the way, that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement has been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either Chicago or Tampa Bay to win on Thursday. That's promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple, in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Mike Florio in a minute on The Score.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
Pro Football Talk.
I wouldn't listen to some of those people out there, especially guys like Mike Florio.
Mike Florio with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi on The Score.
Mike Florio's at Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports, and he's on the Alphamonte Ford hotline, Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So, anything happening in the NFL, Mike, today? How stable is this business at the moment?
Well, you know, it's funny. Every time it feels like the dust has settled on the outbreaks that happened last week, the dust gets kicked up again. Chris Sims and I were talking about it earlier today on PFT Live and how everything is apparently under control and the Patriots have had all negatives and the Titans have had enough negatives and they can go back to work today and they can get ready to play the Bills and the NFL won't have to perform major surgery on the schedule and boom, Stephon Gilmore positive, boom, more Titans players positive and they're shut down now and the Sunday game against the Bills is in jeopardy and there's nowhere that they can tuck it on the schedule because they've already had the Titans bye moved to accommodate Steelers-Titans week 7. So it's very fragile right now, and the challenge is for the NFL and the NFL Players Association to realize that the only way to make this work is to put every team in a hotel to prevent having 170 people go home every night and have 170 different sets of facts and circumstances that could result in someone being exposed and bringing the virus in. Virus infection isn't inevitable if you have everyone in a hotel. It is inevitable if everyone scatters, and then it becomes very difficult to keep outbreaks from happening.
Yeah, I think we're all still trying to grasp the logistics, Mike, and I know we talked to you last week about the somewhat established idea of individual teams being able to legislate their players, but when you think about, for example, the image of Gilmore across from Patrick Mahomes, inevitably, two teams are going to play each other every Sunday, and they're going to mix, and then that's where you could see some real examples of cross-infection, unfortunately. So at what point do you think the NFL revisits that idea as well and says they've got to get more of a handle on it from a top-down perspective?
Well, and that's the problem. The more that the NFL does to beef up the protocols in a facility while traveling, all the requirements, and now they're going to have video surveillance to make sure people are wearing masks. I mean, the NFL is setting this up to basically say, if you follow our protocols, you'll be fine. Therefore, if you're not fine, it means you didn't follow our protocols. It's not our fault. It's your fault. And there's a very strong legal component to that, to the extent that anyone gets sick or worse from the virus with any of these teams, specifically older coaches. But the more you do to prevent the virus from spreading in a facility, the more extreme measures you take, the more glaring the disconnect is between everything you do when you're in the facility, when you're on the practice field, when you're on the sideline, when you're in the bus, when you're on the plane, when you're in the hotel, wherever you are, and 3 hours of go out there and get pressed up against each other and then disregard the rule that was put in place in July. July 8 memo that got a lot of run because it says no jersey swaps after the games. And players are like, what the hell are you talking about? We've just played football for 3 hours. Why can't we swap jerseys? Well, they're not swapping jerseys. But that memo also said no players can be on top of each other after games. They can't be closer than 6 feet apart. And there's that photo of Gilmore face mask to face mask with Patrick Mahomes. Gilmore generated a sample the next morning that tested positive. And now if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're the Chiefs organization, you have to watch and wait over the next week to 2 weeks to see whether or not Mahomes tests positive too.
Meanwhile, as we watch to see what happens and how these protocols might be enforced, there is football news. Specifically today, Kyle Allen is your new Washington football team quarterback. Dwayne Haskins isn't even going to be the backup. Alex Smith is going to be the backup. Dwayne Haskins is going to be third string. What's going on with the handling of Dwayne Haskins, and is he being done wrong by any of this?
Well, this is ultimately the example of the guy who's the starter, and he's our guy, he's our guy, and when he's not, we plummet him all the way to the bottom of the depth chart. Remember they did that to RG3 where he wasn't even practicing with the quarterbacks anymore. They made him a safety at one point during practice, which is just ridiculous. But, you know, this gets back to the reality that in today's NFL, you have a limited chance to step in and to perform well as a rookie quarterback. And if you do, right, fine. And you're Patrick Mahomes, you're Kyler Murray, you're Joe Burrow, you're Justin Herbert. But for every guy that does it, it makes it harder for teams to be patient with guys who don't. But, you know, how much of it is Dwayne Haskins was drafted by a dysfunctional franchise last year, and the coach got fired, and now there's a new coach who maybe never would have drafted Dwayne Haskins, and there's no GM in place, and Ron Rivera is basically running everything, and if he just doesn't have faith in Dwayne Haskins, then Dwayne Haskins gets benched and eventually potentially bumped to the curb or traded to another team or whatever the case may be. And that's why where a player lands right out of college, especially a quarterback, is so important to the development of his career. And that's why, and I don't want to get down this rabbit hole because people think it's anti-American to say that the draft is anti-American, but the draft is anti-American because these players should be able to choose who they want to play for, who they want to work with, where they want to go to give their career the best possible chance to get going. You know, back in 1999, I've said time and again, if Donovan McNabb had been drafted by the Bengals and Akili Smith had been drafted by Andy Reid and the Eagles, would Smith be the guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer, and would McNabb have washed out of the league after a couple of years and never be heard from again? I think that team that drafts you has a huge impact on what kind of a career you're going to have, and Dwayne Haskins' career may already be derailed by the fact that he was drafted by a dysfunctional team.
And here in Chicago, so many people are nodding along and wondering in these what could be the choose-your-own-adventure novel that this has all been of how they've handled Mitchell Trubisky. The word, and we've been sort of lampooning this, I know our morning show has as well, Mully and Haw, that Matt Nagy keeps talking about calibration and the idea that they had Nick Foles come in relief, and then the first game in which he got to prepare as the starter, the offense wasn't bad, it wasn't dysfunctional, it just needs to be recalibrated. Do you buy that, or is it a situation where you handpicked this guy because he worked with John DeFilippo, because he worked with Bill Lazor, because he knew the system, and now you're giving us calibration? There's some people looking askance.
Well, and you know, it's entirely possible they just got stomped by a team with a really good defense that is getting better and better every week. So we need to have a bigger sample size so we know what's going on here. But, you know, look, the reality is the Bears are 3-1. And I don't see the switch flipping back to Mitchell Trubisky anytime soon. So let's see what Nick Foles can do when he gets together with his old Super Bowl 52 rival. They have their reunion, even though they're in different uniforms, and they stay 6 feet apart after the game. And you know, we just go forward. But I still think Foles gives them the better chance long term in that offense. There's just a chance the Colts are really, really good. You know, they lost week one and we're like, well, maybe they stink. Well, now they've won 3 in a row, so maybe they don't.
What do you think? You think they're that good?
The Colts?
Yeah.
I think their defense is one of the most underrated defenses we've seen in a year where we have so many teams that aren't playing defense very well that are still like undefeated, like the Seahawks. The Colts, with the arrival of DeForest Buckner, and you know, enough time to get players who fit the defense that they're trying to run. That's the problem with some of these defenses. You don't have players to fit what you're trying to do. The Colts are at a point where they can make it work, and they're making it work. And I think their defense is pretty damn good, and they're going to continue to be a handful. And now, look, it's not. Look, the Buccaneers are basically on the same path that the Colts were on. Lose week one, people think, well, that was a mistake with Tom Brady, and maybe they're not very good, and they've won three in a row, too. So it's not going to be any easier come Thursday night.
Yeah, this is a stressful part of the schedule, but I agree with you, Mike, in that the Bears are still 3-1. And when you look around the NFL at all of the teams with arguably more talented rosters who are underperforming right now, I still like where the Bears sit against what I thought was an outstanding Colts defense.
Yeah, and look, those wins in September, money in the bank.
Yes.
In a seven-team field in the conference, it's better to have those wins. And any team that's 3-1, if you say back in August you're going to be 3-1 after four games, most Bears fans are going to run to the bank with that. But it always hurts when the most recent game was a loss, right? There's so much emphasis, and that's why I love that there's only 16 games, and I wish there wasn't going to be 17, and I hope they never go to 18. Each game means so much that you either have euphoria or despondency after every given game. And, you know, as we discussed last week, that whole Sunday-Thursday, two games in 5 days, if you lose Thursday night, I mean, it really does create a sense of doom and gloom, even though 3-2 is still pretty good for a team that no one knew what to expect from.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what your thoughts were on the situation in Houston. Vikings team that was not good comes in and they beat a Texans team, arguably with more talent, and they're one of those teams I'm talking about, disappointing, and now they have to look for a coach and a GM.
It doesn't make sense to me, because by making Bill O'Brien the GM after a year in which they had no GM, that validated all the decisions they made from a football standpoint. And basically, he had four games as the GM, and his failure in four games as the GM got him fired as the head coach as well. It really is confusing, and I know that a lot of Texans fans are just relieved because they didn't like him anyway. They didn't like that. You know, there's a danger to being a team that contends but never busts through. It's almost better to be perennially bad than to be a team that perennially tantalizes its fan base but never delivers. Like, they're in the playoffs and then they lose. And they're playoffs and then they lose. And they're up 24 over the Chiefs and then they lose. And I think it just irritates the fan base even more that they can't get it done. And I think that may have combined to cause Cal McNair to decide now's the time to look for someone else. And there's always stuff that happens behind the scenes. And, you know, it may be a Game of Thrones situation between Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, a guy that really doesn't have the credentials to be running a football operation. And now he's going to be hiring the coach and the GM. It really is a fascinating situation. And it'll be interesting to see who they find to try to take this team over. Because, look, you've got Deshaun Watson. Should be an attractive job to fill.
Is Eric Bieniemy the too obvious solution?
Well, yes, because you look at what Bieniemy's done with Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, so much of the credit for what the Chiefs are doing goes to Andy Reid. It's like, hey, folks, Bieniemy's the offensive coordinator, and he's calling the plays. So all those brilliant things that they're doing, that's Bieniemy. So, yeah, that's an obvious solution, but the most obvious solution is Dabo Swinney, because he's the guy that coached Deshaun Watson in college. You know, there's I don't think there's a big risk of this happening with the Texans, because there's a consensus that Deshaun Watson is a franchise quarterback. But anytime a new coach comes in, at some level, that coach has his idea of what he's looking for in a quarterback, and you better hope you hire the guy who truly does have a plan for Deshaun Watson and isn't thinking maybe after a couple of years we'll look elsewhere for a quarterback. I'd like to think that Watson is on that short list of guys that know he's my guy and we're going to find a way to make it work. But that's a factor in this as well. You want to make sure you've got somebody who has a plan for getting the most out of Deshaun Watson, who's all in with Deshaun Watson, and who is thrilled to have the opportunity to take that job because of the presence of Deshaun Watson.
Dabo Swinney would get his lunch eaten in the NFL.
I don't know, man. You could also argue Houston might be a demotion.
Here's the real dynamic, and this gets back to the Game of Thrones vibe. If Jack Easterby is in charge of this hiring process, he's not going to hire anyone who will be a threat to the power that he has already accumulated. It's going to be somebody who will accept that Easterby's in charge and defer to Easterby. So that limits the universe People are like, oh, Josh McDaniels. Hey, you know, he's... No, Josh McDaniels is going to want to take over. Easterby's not going to want Josh McDaniels because McDaniels is going to want to take the place over. So it's got to be a coach who just comes in and is happy to coach and let Easterby basically run the show. That's a part of this as well.
Well, like Easterby's a weirdo, and Dabo Swinney's also a weirdo too. But in a different way, Dabo Swinney essentially he's not so much coach as he is minister. He runs essentially the way he proselytizes, and not just explicitly religiously, but the psychological games that he plays. It's much more like he runs the equivalent of a football ministry. You can't do that in the NFL.
And Houston,
well, but
that
that's
would
what
play.
Easterby does. That's Easterby's play. Easterby yeah. broke in as the chaplain of the Kansas City Chiefs,
and
then he was
that
the character
plays.
Coach.
Ooh,
in yeah. New England.
That thing, that crashes and burns spectacularly. I just in sort of a dark schadenfreude kind of fashion here, I'd love to see it, and I'd love to have somebody on the inside already option the movie rights of that, but that would be really, really bizarre.
But you know, Mike, you bring up such a good point. I can't believe we've had two coaching names in the past 2 weeks that have both blown our socks off. First, it was the return of Rex Ryan last week, and now we're talking about right. now we're talking about Dabo. But I think you bring up a good point in that if you know the job is stealable, that's a problem too. Like if you know that your foundation isn't steady and you're the one quote in charge end quote right now, then that's the greater concern. Is that's a top down situation. Like if you're already hiring scared, that's a huge, huge problem.
Yeah, I mean that was the problem years ago when the Jets wanted Bill Cowher. He wanted Mike Tannenbaum out, and they didn't want to get rid of Mike Tannenbaum, so they didn't get Bill Cowher. Plain and simple. So you know that's going to be part of what's going on here, I believe. And again, it's going to be somebody that Easterby believes he can work with, i.e., he's not going to be a threat to this fiefdom that Easterby somehow has created in Houston.
Ooh, I mean, like you say, make sure you've got somebody embedded in there taking really good notes, because that could be that could be a hell of a story. Mike Florio, appreciate it as always. Thank you.
All right, see you.
That's Mike Florio talking football here on Sports Radio 670. We come back, want to hear again from Ozzie Guillen this morning and get into some of the real details, the real politique of what is going on with Ozzie Guillen and his present and his future. And also when we come back, we are going to give away a fast play pack courtesy of the Illinois Lottery that includes 6 instant tickets and a fast play brochure. That's all next. Dan Burstein, Layla Rahimi, you have Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys so much, by the way. You know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Dan.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve